morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. This week, I'm really just going back to the foundation of what is this program all about. This is about trusting the Bible. This is about the Joshua 1:8 promise. And I want you to know and experience in your life the Joshua 1:8 promise. What is that promise? That you will be prosperous and successful. Now, the key to that is that you must meditate on the Bible and then carefully obey everything written in it. You have to carefully follow the Bible. Let it be your guide for life. Not just take out the pieces that you like and apply those to your life or follow it a little bit or follow it here and there. But if you make the Bible your guide for life, you will be prosperous and successful. And so the purpose I have is to help you have confidence that this is true. And so I know that, of course, there are going to be questions. Of course, there are going to be doubts. Of course, there are going to be, should I really commit my life to live by this book? I don't know. What if that's not true? What if it's not the ultimate resource for life? Then I shouldn't devote myself to living by it. But if it is true, there's nothing else you should do other than live by the Bible. So I want to answer those questions. This week I'm talking about, well, is this Joshua 1:8 promise really what the whole Bible is about? Does the Joshua 1:8 promise really apply to me personally, or was it just given to key people like Joshua? Because that's God was speaking to Joshua in Joshua 1:8. Well, we've already seen that Psalm 1 clearly says no. The Bible gives this promise to everyone. The assumption is that this applies to everyone. Now, at this point, I'm not even saying that the promise is true. I just want you to see that this is what the Bible claims about itself. The Bible does not claim that it is just a book full of harsh rules or kind of how to be a good person and have a miserable life. I think that's how most people view the Bible is, if you want to really be good and stop doing all the fun things, then follow the Bible. No, the Bible says about itself that it is the definitive guide to how to be prosperous and successful in life. And any deviation away from the biblical teaching is to put yourself in a position where you're going to have regrets, where you're going to have burdens in life, where you're going to have things that weigh you down, where you're going to possibly have all kinds of problems come up. Now, living by the Bible doesn't mean you're going to be problem-free. I always want to put that in. But living by the Bible means that even with your problems, you're going to have passion and excitement for life and live without regrets, and your life's going to count, and you're going to have joy. That's what being prosperous and successful is about. So Jesus also teaches this, and we're going to see the New Testament does as well. So we saw one passage yesterday where Jesus teaches this in Matthew 11:28. I want you to see Jesus also teaches this in the Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew chapter 5 and in Matthew chapters 6 and 7, Jesus gives his definitive sermon teaching, here's what the Bible says about how to live life. So he says, for instance, he talks about worrying about all the things that we need in this life. And he concludes that section with, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So Jesus is saying, hey, if you want to really have a successful life, seek first God and his kingdom. And so Jesus, as he goes through the commandments, he teaches on do not murder. He teaches on do not commit adultery. He gives a full explanation as to how to follow those commandments and what those commandments mean. He talks about forgiveness. He talks about prayer. He's building on what is already taught in the Old Testament. He's saying, here's how you should live as my disciples. And he keeps pointing us back to studying and meditating on the scriptures throughout this sermon. And then he tells us it will lead you to be prosperous and successful. At the conclusion of his sermon, he says in Matthew 7:24, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. All right, so here Jesus is saying you have to hear the words, and all of Jesus' words here are basically meditations on and instructions about the book of the law, the same one Jesus or God told Joshua, keep this book of the law in your lips always, meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Okay, so Jesus takes that and says, hear these words of mine and put them into practice. That's essentially what Joshua 1:8 says. And Joshua 1:8 says, if you do this, you will be prosperous and successful. Jesus says, if you do this, you will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. You see, that's a successful life. The storm may come, but you're going to stand through it. Your life is going to count. Your life is not going to be full of regret. Your life is going to be going in the right direction. You're going to be successful, even in the midst of the storm. So Jesus teaches that there. Jesus teaches this in John chapter 10. He calls himself the Good Shepherd. And in John chapter 10, Jesus gives this wonderful verse. He says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Some translations there say, have it abundantly. So Jesus says, the reason I've come, the reason I give you teaching and instruction and call on you to view the Bible as the Word of God, because Jesus frequently calls the Bible the Word of God in his ministry. Jesus frequently talks about the authority of, yes, even the Old Testament. He says, whoever keeps even the least of these commandments, referring to commandments in the law and the prophets, and teaches others to do the same, they will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. So he's calling on us to live life by the Bible, and he's saying this is having life to the full. This is having life abundantly. It's the same language as saying being prosperous and successful. This is what it means to be a Christian, to be a disciple of Jesus, is to live life by his teaching, and then there's this blessing, there's joy, there's again, this passion for life Jesus promises us. It is abundant life. And so this is what God wants us to have through the Bible. Now, I told you there are other places in Scripture where we see this. In other words, it's not just Joshua 1:8 and Psalm 1 and the teachings of Jesus. All the key leaders of the New Testament church taught this as well. Listen to what James says. James was the leader of the church in Jerusalem, one of the three closest apostles. So this is James writing. He says in chapter 1, verse 25, whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. That's the Joshua 1:8 promise. That's in James' words. So break this down phrase by phrase. James says, whoever looks intently into the perfect law, that's studying it, meditating on it. He calls it the law that gives freedom. It's not a harsh law. It's not a bunch of rules to ruin your fun. No, it's a law that gives freedom, and you continue in it. See, that's the key. You've got to stay in it day and night, is the language Joshua 1:8 uses. You continue in it, not forgetting what you have heard. That's the kind of meditating on it, keeping it on your lips. You're memorizing it, in a sense. It's just saturating your mind, not forgetting what you've heard, but doing it. And that's what Joshua 1:8 says, carefully obeying everything that I have commanded. You know, that's the part of it. You have to actually put it into practice. Do it. When you do that, you will be blessed in what you do. So that's what James says in James 1:25. He's basically just taking the Joshua 1:8 promise and putting it in his own words. And again, he's calling on us to study the Bible so that we can have this blessing. We can have freedom. We can have, again, what Jesus called the abundant life. Now, we'll also see this in the writings of Paul and in the writings of Peter, and I'll cover that tomorrow. This is a theme throughout the Bible. This is why God has given us his word, so that you can be prosperous and successful. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.